Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local, talking about topics no one in the valley would touch on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 1430 AM, and 100.9 FM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network. It includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. I get all choked up whenever I mention these two translators. 1290 AM and 1430 AM. The mighty 1290 and the sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality, where we have scores and scores of watts that combine over two different broadcasting bands to give you the finest in news talk in the valley periodically whenever we're on the air. Download the River Network app and click River Talk. So this story, Channel 7 story. By the way, they have a new news director. My sources tell me it's a DEI hire, and it's pretty much as bad as you would expect. I don't know. Haven't met the person, but I'm not expecting a whole lot given Nexstar's ultra-liberal, woke insanity. But this story was kind of intriguing to me because it just sounds so damn bizarre. Miller High Life releases perfume that smells like a dive bar. We are going to address this in a matter of just a few nanoseconds. But first, the big interview that Donald Trump gave NBC and this Kristen Welker, who's an idiot. The local media is not telling you anything about it. It's as if it didn't exist. I, however, have all the audio clips, and I'm playing them for you so you can actually figure out what's going on. And Donald Trump has made some really interesting news here, including, look, do you care about autism? Do you care about your kids, maybe your grandkids? The CDC and the useless local newspapers, Billionaire Bob's, is saying, oh, yeah, you got to vaccinate them with everything, you know, from birth or every 6 months and do everything. Throughout my life, until the last 20 or so years, we've had no real issues with autism. Except now it seems like every other kid has a version of autism or attention deficit disorder or something, you know, connected like that. I want to stress, I am not a doctor. I'm a high school graduate who talks into a microphone. And it's just one man's feeling or hunch. I have no smoking gun evidence. There are two questions that I always bring up to people who are apologists for Big Pharma and for the medical community. And these two questions have never been answered to my satisfaction at all. The first question, why are the Amish still alive? And the response is typically, next question, why have I never seen an Amish kid with autism? I'd say it's a pretty important discussion, especially in light of what we learned regarding the plandemic and Dr. Fauci and Birx, that lady with the scarf, and the CDC and everything else. I'd say it's a pretty important question. And guess what? Our next president happens to agree with us. Gee, you would have thought this would have been like the lead story in the local news, national news, or whatever. But it is not. Good news is, I've got the audio clip. I'm going to play this for you now. Again, if you care about autism, if you care about what is being done to our children, maybe it is a good thing that's being done with all of these extra vaccinations every few seconds, or maybe it's not a good thing. I don't know. I'm not giving medical advice. All I can tell you is this, based on what I think I know now, if I had a child, little kid, you know, baby, 6 month old, 2, 3, 4, whatever, I would be thinking long and hard about which pediatrician to even use Because some of these pediatricians and other doctors, as we have learned, were getting bonuses based on the number of patients that they were able to convince to give them shots. Anthem is one of them. I actually saw the memo. It's all over Twitter. But there are others as well that the Big Pharma said to these different doctors, these different hospitals, if you get X percentage of your patients who actually take this shot, this COVID shot, which is not really a vaccine because you still get COVID, you'll get a big bonus. So if I had a young kid, first thing I would do is sit down with the different pediatricians and see which ones are in the pocket of Big Pharma and which ones aren't. Then I would pick the ones not in the pocket of Big Pharma. And I would have a very long, serious discussion about which vaccine makes sense for my kid. Because I've got a very, very, very bad feeling, no smoking gun evidence, but a very, very, very bad feeling about something that has happened in this country that happened, I should say, right around the mid-80s, 1980s, 85, 86, 87, somewhere in there. Congress, and this is a short version of this, passed a bill and it was signed into law that essentially prevents us from suing Big Pharma over defective vaccines. So Big Pharma didn't have to spend all that time testing this, that, and the other. It was just like, well, we'll put it out there and, you know, you make an omelet, you're going to have to break a few eggs. And I wonder, and it's nothing more than wondering, if the reason that we have so many kids now with so many versions of autism, I wonder if there's a connection. Well, I would say it's breaking news that President, soon to be President Donald Trump, shares my concerns. And Kristen Welker, who's the reporter for NBC, I think she hosts Meet the Press too or something like that. All the old media has been compromised by Big Pharma. Have you ever wondered why you're seeing so many ads for so many medical products, Big Pharma products, all over TV? Because they've been bought off. Because they don't want, Big Pharma does not want any type of investigative journalism of any type regarding the pandemic and autism. Donald Trump, to his credit, is going, hey, we need to take a look at this. That's why we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So he brought this up. And again, to me, this is a very, very big deal. Very, very interesting. Because I care about kids. I care about their health. I care about this autism epidemic. And I've got to wonder, is this just an accident, just a coincidence, or is there something else going on here? I don't know. But here's that part of the interview that you're not going to get anywhere else.
Let me ask you about RFK Jr. He has obviously talked about his skepticism of vaccines. He's expressed opposition to childhood vaccines. Do you want to see childhood vaccines eliminated?
If they're dangerous for the children, look.
So possibly?
When you look at some of the problems, when you look at what's going on with disease and sickness in our country, something's wrong.
Are you talking about autism?
Well, if you take a look at autism, you go back 25 years, autism was almost non-existent. It was, you know, 1 out of 100,000. And now it's close to 1 out of 100.
Well,
I mean, what's happening if they can find it? Now, I did something the other night that was a little unusual. At Mar-a-Lago, I called the drug companies, the top drug companies, and I called RFK Jr. and Dr. Oz and some of his people. And I said, let's all get together and let's figure out where we're going, because we're going to do a lot of things. Number one, we're going to reduce prices because the middleman makes more money than the drug companies, in all fairness to the drug companies. There's a middleman that nobody even knows who they are. And you look at our drug prices, they're much higher than the prices for the same medicine, for the same stuff. So we met, and we met for a long time. And we talked about pricing, and we talked about vaccines, you know, in terms of what happens. We talked about pesticides. We talked about everything. And I think a lot of good things are going to come from him. And He's not going to upset any system. He's not going to upset the system. He's not looking to, you know, to reinvent the wheel totally. But when you look at the numbers, we really don't have a very healthy country.
Well, sir, going back 25 years, studies show that there is no link between vaccines and autism. And yet it sounds like you are open to the possibility of him looking
I'm
at
open to
getting
anything.
Rid of them.
I think somebody has to find out. If you go back 25 years ago, you had very little autism. Now you have it. I mean,
well, they say because they're better at identifying it.
1 in 100,000, and now it's 1 in 100. That's a pretty bad number.
Childhood vaccines.
I mean, something is going on. I don't know if it's vaccines. Maybe it's chlorine in the water, right? You know, people are looking at a lot of different things.
Well, you know, childhood vaccines.
I want them to look at everything.
Everything. So childhood vaccines have prevented about 4 million deaths around the world every year.
I think that's
so
great. Isn't that? I'm all for it. I think it's great. Hey, look, I'm not against vaccines. The polio vaccine is the greatest thing. If somebody told me get rid of the polio vaccine, they're going to have to work real hard to convince me. I think certain vaccines are incredible. But maybe some aren't. And if they aren't, we have to find out. But when you talk about autism, because it was brought up, and you look at the amount we have today versus 20 or 25 years ago, it's pretty scary.
Well, again, scientists say that's because they've gotten better at identifying it, and there's no link in
but
studies.
The drug companies are going to be working with RFK Jr., and he's been an interesting guy to me. I've watched him for 25 years, and he's been an interesting guy.
You would think this would be news. You think this would be one of the lead stories in the local newspapers, TV, national. This is a big effing deal. The president to be, the president-elect, is now seriously looking at the same question that I've been looking at and others have been looking at for quite a while now. But this is now the president, and he's got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. there on the same page. We're going, what the hell's going on? Is there a link here with this insane increase in vaccinations after the mid-80s when Congress essentially gave Big Pharma a blank check saying, they're not going to be able to sue you. Do whatever you need to do. Is there a link? Maybe. But did you notice how, and again, when we used to have journalism, we would have people thinking, well, we need to investigate this. We need to take a look at this. We need to find out. Not anymore. What you just heard on the part of this Kristen Welker is propaganda, the propaganda press. She doesn't want, try to wrap your mind around this. She does not want this question to be analyzed, to be addressed, to be investigated. This is not journalism. This is propaganda. And I will bet you your last dollar that Big Pharma is spending tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars on TV ads, on NBC, on Comcast, on Xfinity, and all the others to get that kind of response from her. They've bought off what used to be a legitimate media. They're running all these Big Pharma ads all over the place. They're payoffs. So they get that kind of response from her instead of, we need to investigate. We need to take a look at this. Oh, no. 25 years ago, there was a study. There's no connection. We're just better at spotting it now. Who in his right mind believes this crap? Who?